Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center here in beautiful Louisville on a beautiful day with our awesome audience and Jeffrey Hoppe going to channel Adamas later, as well as our special guest.
In just a moment, but before we do, welcome everybody. Glad to have you online with us or here in the studio. It is what we would call a Chamber of Commerce Day here in Colorado. We have some people in from out of town. They're thinking early March in Colorado. They brought their heavy overcoats and their boots, but it's about 20 degrees Celsius, which is about 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Until Monday.
It is a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. And I bet you, I'm gonna bet right now, we'll start a pool, we're going to have snow next month at the Shout. I mean, like snow, like that high. But today, we actually have beautiful weather.
Stunning.
We're here in the studio, and we keep kind of improving the studio, you know, adding to it. We've got some great new lighting, and we've got some other things planned. You may or may have not noticed we have a new translation booth in the back, and
we have Billy
in the translation booth. Brand, she's got her own little home there. So we have a very, very special guest today with us live from Israel and Austria, the amazing Yoham. So we're going to start out today's Shout with some music with Yoham. How y'all doing? Doesn't it feel good to be here in the Crimson Circle Connection Center?
Let him go, boo-boo. We want to hear him.
Okay, so okay. I'm going to sit down, shut up. Yoham,
maybe.
Take it away.
You go, Yoham.
Way to start a shout. Ah, thank you so much. So glad you're here. We were with Enad and Gerhardt in Hawaii recently. Amir came in to join us all here in Colorado. We've been in the studio. We've been putting this studio to good use. A lot of recordings, a lot of different things, and all next week as well. But such a delight and a joy to work with them. Excellent musicians, but they're some of the coolest, most amazing people I know. So, and by the way, make sure to read the story of Master G in the Memoirs of a Master book. It's a great story. Mm. So thank you. Okay, we're going to move right along. We have a lot to cover today. It's St. Patrick's Month, and I hope you all, yeah, one Irish person in the audience. Yeah.
I am so not Irish. But Irish I was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that, we'd like to take a moment and ask the out-of-town people to stand up, please, so we can get the lights up. If you're from out of Colorado, outside of Colorado, would you please stand up so we can acknowledge you? And I'm going to say your names. Okay, we have Tisha from Romana from Austria. I read that so wrong.
That's so wrong.
Thank you so much, Romana, for being here.
Thank you.
We have Marika from Switzerland.
Marika from Switzerland.
Enat Gilboa from Israel. Yes. Amir Jacobi from Israel. Gerhard Funkhauser, Austria. Yes. Okay. And then I have a little personal thing I'm going to indulge myself in. When we did all the benching shots and I saw all of them and I thought how sweet, how nice they are, there was one that literally brought me to tears because it was a picture of my dream. This was a picture that was taken by our two friends from California. It was the benching shot looking out at the Taj Mahal, and I get goosebumps every time I think about it. Thank you so much. Lovely that you could join us here. You actually took that in front of the Taj Mahal? Wow, you guys are awesome.
That was amazing. A beautiful shot.
And last but not least, Mike Larson is here from Utah again.
Hey, Mike.
Nice to see you again.
Okay, we got a good crowd here today, and we have a lot to cover, so we're going to jump right in. Did we miss anybody? Just want to make sure.
You're shattering glass, Jeff.
No, it sounds like the Bewitched thing, you know, like when she wiggled her nose and then something happened, but nothing happened here other than it was Shoud. I forgot what Shoud it was.
Transhuman,
last month. Anybody remember what we did last month? Okay. Just so you know, we do have the recap, the video recap on YouTube. We do have the text transcript with Dave Schemmel's, Crash Schemmel's amazing photographs in it. And I think you can watch the whole thing again. Yeah, yeah. But because Chambra, every month Gene goes in and does a video recap. So we get caught up with what we've been doing.
Because we know that you don't study anything.
And quite frankly, neither do we. So let's take a look at the Shoud recap and see what the hell we've been doing this last month. So let's play it away. Question I have. Why is human life so hard?
It just is.
A lack of freedom. Lack of simplicity.
Because we set up expectations that we chased to fulfill.
It's really to create a richness of experience.
I feel like I have to, like, control everything.
Because there's always more that we need to learn.
Yeah, I think humans, they want it to be hard. In a way, it gives them something to do.
Life is hard. Most humans have a harder life than not. That doesn't mean they're not happy some of the time. Because they can be. And I'm not saying bad life. I'm saying hard life. It's not necessarily a good statement about humanity. And as I said last month, it was never designed that this human experience be hard. It was not designed to hurt, but it's become that way. It's a hard existence, and it shouldn't be. Now, let's talk about you. You have a consciousness, a knowingness. You know that there's more out there, or there's more in here, I guess would be a better way of saying it. You know there's so much more, but yet you're still in that hard life. Other humans will justify why their life is hard. They got a bad spouse, they had bad parents, whatever their problems are. Let's just stop all that right now. I want you to stay here. I want you to love waking up in the morning. I want you to love what life has to offer. I want you to love design and beauty. There's such beauty in nature. You suddenly realize I'm getting off of the hard life syndrome when you can actually appreciate it. Go out and not just with your eyes, but to smell it, to be in that sensual nature of nature. When you're not putting layer on top of confusing layer on top of confusing layer, but you're coming to simplicity, that's when you know you're getting off of this hard life syndrome and letting it be easy. That's when you, the I am, steps forward and says, I'm off. I am here in the easy life. I am. The mind's going to jump in and say, oh, you're just making this up, and say, that's right, mind, because I am the creator. I can make up anything I want, and therefore it is. The reason why I bring this up, new earth and the old earth are not going to melt, ever, ever, ever. It's good news and bad news, I guess, for those of you who love this planet, who really helped create this planet. It's kind of sad. And it's like, oh, we thought we'd pull it together. It's not going to happen. The good news is that you are now free to roam about the universe. You are now free of the responsibility, of the weight and the burden of having to try to bring this together. You're now free to create your own place. You're now free to be in Theos and be here at the same time. But if you have the consciousness that, well, this life has got to be hard, if you cannot get off of that, it's going to be very hard to be Theos and Earth at the same time, to be human and divine at the same time. That's why I say, I am here. I am the master in my easy life. And coexisting all around me with those in their hard life. Every story, every past life, every aspect is becoming enlightened as you are. It's like right now you're the center of the solar system. You're the sun. You're the one allowing enlightenment. And as you do, it goes out to everyone of your stories, in the dream state, in the human state, in the angelic realms, everywhere. And sometimes you wonder why it's hard. Actually, by the way, that was the real answer. Why is life so hard? Because I'm carrying that burden, that gravity of all of my stories. That's a big burden. That's a huge burden. And you've been trying to figure it out ever since. How do I do this? You've been thinking it's just you. Oh, it's not. That's why your life is hard. If Tobias said, it doesn't matter, I'm going to say to you, to all of you, come to your senses. Means several different things. First of all, come on, really? It doesn't have to be hard. Come to your senses. Life doesn't have to be hard. It shouldn't be hard. Come to your senses about your own spiritual journey. There is no journey. Ha, joke's on you. Come to your senses. Come to your senses about what energy really is and about who you really are. You are the very thing that brings the energies in and designs them and creates them and puts them into your reality. You're the very thing that has created nature, the thing you love so much, that is life itself, that is the design. Come to your senses. Stop making things complex when they don't have to be. But the other side of all that is come to your senses, your sensuality. What is beyond your eyes and your ears? Come to feeling. That is what frees you, really, your senses. That is what gets you out of the zoo. You see, love is a sense. It's very different than sight, sound, things like that, but it is a sense. Love is a way of perceiving reality. Therefore, it's a sense. You have loved and you've been loved, but there is, you could say, a last frontier of love that you really came here for. It's the real reason. The real, real reason, or I would say the more personal reason. And at some point in this lifetime, rather recently, you realize that it's not safe enough here. Because humans are hard. They're living a hard life. It's not safe enough. Because the next level of love, which you so desire to experience, so desire to have in your life, is simply not safe here. It is too sensitive. So therefore, Theos was created. For those who desire that next level of love, how can you experience that in a world that still buys into hard life? That's why the two didn't come together. That's why there is Theos, the place of experiencing love, and Earth, and you here on Earth. And that's why, in a way, they really are together, but they're not. They're two different levels of being able to sense life and sense the beauty of life. What next? What next is real love. I don't want to say too much about it right now because I want you to have that experience for yourself. But I want you to understand what's going on, why you've been feeling the way you're feeling, why it seems to be crazy at times, why you don't understand what's going on within you, why all these things being turned upside down. They're not. We're not going too fast. We're not going too slow. We're going just right. That's so beautiful. And all you have to do is just come to your senses. Yeah.
Great.
Those are great. You know, I really like the Shoud recaps. You know, it's a little 10-minute version of what we did. I don't know what we did the other hour and 10 minutes, but we ought to put these together in like a little kind of a Master's Digest version. You know, kind of like a, you know, just real simple. Somebody just coming along.
Shouds for cheaters.
Shouds for cheaters, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Idiot's Guide to Shouds. Yeah. Pardon? There is a playlist, Gene is saying, on the YouTube channel, but I don't know, put it together somehow, but they're good. So thank you, Gene, for doing that. Thank you all for being part of it, and I have a wonderful time.
We caught that.
But no, sometimes it's embarrassing. Sometimes I want to run and hide, but most of the time I have fun. So let's take a look at, we had a tough month. You know, he was talking about the hard life, and gosh, yeah, we're going to do a quick little review.
Oh, yeah. We really suffered.
Past events. And we just did one this last month. We did a couple, but one major one. We had the blessing of going to Hawaii. It was awesome. The weather was good. Nothing like being on the island for 2 weeks wearing nothing but shorts and a t-shirt and sandals. And
I wore my underwear.
Well, yeah, but I was getting to that, but I did too, your underwear. But you know, when you're in Hawaii, why not? You know, I mean, but anyway.
No, it was an astounding trip. It's such a sensual place, and so many textures, and whales, and volcanoes spewing. And I'm not talking about Jeff and Linda. I'm talking about real volcanoes.
And Chambra from 18 different countries. I think we had about 75 people there.
Yeah, everywhere.
Quite a few of you that are here today were there. How many, if you'd raise your hand?
Yeah, oh, lovely.
You
did you
all,
like it?
You're all smiling.
There's only one answer.
They're all smiling. Yeah, yeah.
No, it was great.
So we do have a video recap. We did work. I mean, we had some great sessions with Adamus, the Bon Adventure. But when you're in Hawaii, there's a lot of other activities, which we show in the upcoming video.
Well, wait. And Johan was there. But what also was really beautiful about it is that there's time for integration and where you can explore and just kind of be with the information from the day. So it was a perfect, perfect place to explore.
Yeah. So we were in the Kona area, kind of on the southwest part of the island. We did have an earthquake the last day.
That's
which
right.
I was laying in bed. It was about 5:30, and I thought, boy, you could always kind of hear and feel the sound of the waves crashing up against the rocks near the hotel. But it's like, oh, this one is really big and lasting a long time and shaking the whole room. So it was about a 4.7 earthquake that took place.
But the pictures speak for themselves.
They do. So without further ado.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. We are negotiating with the hotel. They're threatening to let us come back next year, same time.
If we dare.
So if you thought that looked like someplace interesting you might like to explore with Chambra, we'll be announcing that at next month's monthly meeting.
Even though it won't be till February 2018.
I'm ready. It was really quite an adventure. Like I said, so many different places to explore there.
Yeah, and great sessions.
Awesome.
Great sessions every day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, it's the best of everything. Chambra from all over the world, you channeling great material, pushing everybody, and then just the beauty of the island and just the joy.
So let's take a look at the upcoming events. We have quite a bit on the calendar.
Yes, we do.
Starting with this month, actually, March 10th, which is a week from Friday, whether you're here in person or online. If you're online, come on in for it. We're having a launch party for actually a project that Amir is doing and a project that Gerhardt already has. It's right here. So it's to celebrate and to help launch Gerhardt's new book. It's now available on Amazon.com. Irfan. There's actually copies here today. If you'd like, there's copies over at the desk if you're interested in purchasing one. I think you got a special today, $10. I mean, that's an amazing. For another dollar. He's going to sign.
In the studio.
He's going to sign at the end of the day at the table back there where Michelle's sitting. He's got that. And then also we're going to be helping to launch Amir's Music Farm Project. This is a beautiful, beautiful place that. Go ahead and stand up, Amir. Go ahead and stand up.
Amir, stand up.
This is
Everybody says that to me.
Beautiful place that Amir has in Slovenia. He's transforming it into a very, very special place for music, for energy work, for Shambar to just hang out and really bring forth consciousness. You can go to Indiegogo.com. That's a website for doing crowdfunding. Look under Music Farm. It's the first listing that comes up. Amir just put it up the other day, and already Shambar from all around the world are adding their energy into his project, whether it's $10, $50, $500, whatever it is. It's it's kind of like an amazing new way of creating things, as you can evidence from the studio itself. So we're going to be having this fantastic launch party. We're going to have food, drinks, trance dance with Johan. That's Friday night, March 10th. And the best thing is it's free of charge. Wow. Whoa.
But you have to register. You do have to register.
Yeah, we asked you to register so we know how much food to buy. Of course, with Shambar, it'd be a lot.
And we, yeah, okay.
Quite a bit.
Okay.
So that's next Friday. That's the first event on the list. Then on April 7th through the 9th, we have SES Online.
You know, there are a lot of you that are wanting to sign up and are signing up for the events. And if you don't have another opportunity to take SES, this is a great way to take SES from the cloud. So as it is the only thing we require for some of our live events.
And Linda and I are hosting it live. We'll be here throughout the entire thing, just like we did with Aspectology last weekend. We're here. We have the videos from both Tobias and Adamus. You have 10-day streaming access. But we always recommend that people take SES through a certified Crimson Circle teacher. But we know some of you just, there's no teacher around. There's no class being given. So once or twice a year, we offer it online. So that's April 7th through the 9th. SES is one of the true core classes. I mean,
it is life-changing. It's about relationships and energy management, even the relationship with yourself. So it's very, very, very...
Everything to do with what Adamus has been talking about so much lately, loving yourself.
Yep.
So
Okay,
nice. Moving on. Then in May, it's a big trip for us. We're leaving right after the shout in May.
Literally the day after.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I better be packed then.
Yeah.
Okay. We're heading off to Norway first, where we're going to be working with the Simple Master. It's a brand new workshop. I can't say much about it because we've never done it.
Shocking.
It's shocking. We have great hosts there who really take care of us.
What are you talking about? It's sold out.
Oh, it's sold out. Is it?
Yeah, wait list only. Yeah, it's sold out.
No, we've got great hosts, Inga and Mariana.
Yeah.
And I love Norway. The food is good. Mm.
If you're interested, you can sign up for the wait list, and you can be successful with the wait list because people sign up so fast, and then things change in their life, so the wait list does always evolve by a few spaces.
Okay, right after that, we're going to Denmark. We're actually en route to Denmark on the airplane, in the airports that particular day before we get there is Linda's and my 40th wedding anniversary. Amazing. So we have not spent an anniversary at home for the past 16 years, I think. They're always on the road somewhere in an amazing places like Middelfart, Denmark.
Yeah, you go for it.
Well, that's what it says. You can see the writing.
You change the spelling again.
We're doing a threshold there, May 21st to the 25th. It's sold out. We have an incredible host there as well, Bodil.
You just don't appreciate my junior high boy sense of humor, do you?
No, it's Middleford.
Sold out. Wait list available.
After that, it's on to Germany, on to Munich, where we're going to be doing the June Schaud from Munich, just like we did last year at the center in Grunewald.
Roman is going to be there.
No. No, you couldn't get in. Sorry. It is absolutely sold out, oversold. There is a waiting list, but it's pretty long. We're going to be doing the Schaud from there. It'll be a little earlier than what we did this year, so I think it'll be like about 7 or 8 in the morning here in Colorado. We're going to be doing 3 sessions rather than our regular 2, and it's a sold-out group. We'll have about 300 chambra from mostly around Europe. And then the next day, a day with Adamus. I don't know what to say about it because we have
no idea yet.
No idea.
You Last don't year, have to.
It was your favorite, Madame Blavatsky. For those of you who are attending, or actually even if you're not, if you just want to hang out, we have some
She's
related
set a
events.
Standard for what I don't want to be.
We have some related events. On the Thursday before, I think that'd be June 1st, we're having a book signing for the German version of Memoirs of a Master. It has a different title. I don't know what it is or how to pronounce it.
It's pretty close to that, Jeff.
No, it's pretty different. But we'll let you know ahead of time. But that is coming out. It's an evening on the park bench with Adamus, although we'll have regular chairs for you. It's $25 prepaid, pre-booked, and I think 30 or 25 euros, like 30 or 35 at the door. There's plenty information on the website or go to wolfingvonrohr.com, his website. He's the host and he's our publisher. He's our publisher's agent in Germany.
Or on Sada Bookstores.
On Sada Books, which is an imprint of
Random House.
Random House. So we're excited about that. There's always a great German market for the book.
Well, and they're very enthusiastic about the material.
And then on Saturday night of the Munich event, we have a great presentation from the Royal Chambre Theater Company, To Be or Not to Be. Human. So that'll be a lot of fun. It's going to start at 8 o'clock. I don't know how long it's going, but it's on that Saturday night. So just packed with activities for everybody coming in. Great. Okay.
Sounds like a burnout.
Then we're back in Colorado in July. Actually, July and August we'll be back here.
That's right.
We're doing the channeling workshop right here in the studio. One of our favorite things
we'll
to do.
We'll only be back until your birthday.
I know. We'll be back here in the studio for a channeling workshop. I really love doing it because Linda and I, we're just us. I don't even know if I do any channeling at that, maybe one. But we work with people and helping them to understand what channeling is, how to do it. And by the second day, I think we already have them into some of the basic forms of channeling.
People have very personal experiences with it. Usually people have something for them that they didn't necessarily expect, but everyone seems to walk away with something personal for them.
Well, even if you don't ever plan to be a channeler, it helps you open up your senses, your sensing ability.
Right.
There's 15 spaces left, so if you're interested, let us know pretty soon.
Yeah.
That it sold out last year. It's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
After that, right here in Louisville, we're doing the Simple Master, same one we're going to have done in Denmark, and that's the 28th through the 30th of July. We know a lot of people come in over the summer. They come in for a Schaud, and then they stay over for some of the events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right here at the studio.
Oh,
no Schaud in September. We always take a month off, and we're going to be in Transylvania, so no Schaud in September. Actually, we're going to be in Romania when we normally do the Schaud. So Romania, we're going to be doing our third annual Magic of Merlin. The whole way it started and came to be was so fun. And every time we go there for anything, but particularly for the Magic of Merlin, it's just delightful.
Well, it's in such a great place. It's a mountain city. It's old Transylvania. Mm-hmm. It's a very magical place. And we're excited to go back. And you can fly there straight from Munich
or Vienna.
So it's very easy to get to.
So without saying a whole lot much more about it, let's take a look at that area in Transylvania where we're going to be doing the workshop.
Could you feel the specialty of the place?
There is such a beauty in the land and the people there. And I think we've probably gone to Romania more than any other single country over the years. But there's just something so deep and so magical there.
Well, particularly in this location. It's just so away and and charming.
So we've got 30 spaces left on it. It tends to sell out pretty quick. So if you're interested in going, we'd like to see you in Romania in September.
Right.
Great. After that, it's on to Austria. We're doing the Threshold event in Austria. That sold out, so I'm just going to skip ahead to that next slide. But I love
there's
the
a wait list.
I love the Roost area, and I love doing Threshold.
Yeah, beautiful, also very country.
After that, on to Italy, back to Tuscany, which we've been going there for the, about the last 3 or 4 years in a row now.
Oh, drag me back.
That's, it's so beautiful there. We're going to be doing the Simple Master in the Tuscany area, in Montoregione at the resort. We've been doing other things at, so, well, let's take a look at that area of Tuscany. It is. So I'm looking forward to going back to Italy. And, I can't even describe it. After that, we're staying at the same location, and we're doing something that actually kind of shocked Linda and I, not what we're doing, but the Threshold reunion. We just barely announced it. And
it just got through the angels.
Yeah, when I did the slides yesterday, we had 12 spaces open. It was sold out by this morning, so I won't carry on about that. But this is for Threshold graduates when we do a reunion. That's going to be fun.
And if you have registered for that, don't make your hotel reservations. They are really
selling out
tight.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Selling out quickly.
Tight.
Okay,
Swallow
and now
them.
It's time for Chambron News. Ooh, kind of exciting, isn't it, Amir? Yeah, he's like a kid watching it. Wow, look at those guys.
Isn't like the rest of the news.
No. Okay, Uno Chambre News is mostly gentle news. As always, don't forget to read the Chambre magazine. It is GQ for the soul. You know, we were playing this before, do you know what GQ is, right? Gentlemen Quarterly. And when you tell somebody, hey, like, Joe, today you're looking GQ, that means sharp. And so anyway, I liked it. Linda was like, what does that mean, GQ for the soul? Well, you know, like chicken noodle soup for the soul. This is, read the magazine.
Wow, that drew me in.
And, okay. And probably one of the, I don't know how to describe it, most beautiful things that we've done recently. One of the
profound
words are just beyond me at this point, but was the Wound of Adam. It was introduced on February 14th.
I'll even say more. The timing on this had been talked about for a long time, and Adamus made it very clear that it was that we had evolved to the point that there was really time for this information to get out.
That single product was just, we were thrown off for a week after filmed it. And I know hearing from Chambre, who have listened to it, it had so many effects on so many levels. And it's really not just about the atom, the masculine energy. It brings things into such a focus, and there's kind of a trilogy almost with Pronos 2017, last month's Shoud, Wound of Adam. You bring them all together, and it's just, we're moving to different levels, that's all I can say.
And again, it's a very internal experience and external experience.
And I was trying to figure out yesterday how to create the slides around it, what to do, and I thought, I was looking at some of the reviews that all of you have written online. I thought, I'm just going to pull some keywords, and I think it says it all if you take a look what the viewers have been saying about it. Been some amazing comments and comments back and forth to Linda and I personally. It's one of those things, kind of like ancestral freedom. You just need to watch it. It's now available as a cloud class. There's 5 segments. Just beautiful throughout the whole thing.
You will never be the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you experience Wound of Adam, you will never be the same. It absolutely affects your perspective and your internal, and I don't want to say any more. It's very profound.
Yeah. So how many here have actually watched The Wound of Adam?
Oh, wow.
Oh, good, good. Thank you. So we really encourage you to do it. It just pulls so many things together. And it knocked you off your feet for a little while. You'll have really weird dreams for a week or two. You're going to feel, physically kind of off and everything. But it's really, really good.
Well, and opens a lot of perspective for me.
It does.
Yep.
Okay, and then final announcement before we take a break. See, we were so worried we had so many slides to go through, and actually, we did really good. You know why?
Because we're saving something. Oh, because you were.
Because I didn't talk so much.
I didn't say it. You did.
Okay.
But this is really exciting because this is one our favorite programs.
It truly is. It's time of the year to announce the next round of Keyhawk.
Keyhawk 7.
Can you believe it?
Yes, I can. I love it that much.
I remember when we were up in Coal Creek Canyon, mm-hmm. when we did the meetings up there, and at the Shoud where Adamus first mentioned it, and he said, by the way, we're going to do this thing. It'll be kind of a small group, and we're going to be working very intensely for a year, 2 sessions a month. He kind of outlined it. Well, I'm up there channeling, and I'm kind of looking over at the staff, and they're like, what? And I think it was right about this time of the year, maybe March or April. And he said, and we're going to kick it off in June. And they're like, what? With all the work that has to go into it.
I think he's brilliant because you don't get to say anything about it. He announces it in public, and then you have to do it. You have to follow through it. You're just going to take a lot of grief from the world.
Well, also, he's like, mm-hmm. you don't have time to think about it.
Yeah, just
because
do it.
It's like, just do it. And so everybody jumped in and got it together. And it's actually one of Linda's and my very, very favorite programs.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of people take it again and again because it's not the same thing. It's what I would call Chambra evolving. It just keeps moving.
What I love is that, of course, Keyhawk is something that you do from your own private space, your own safe space. And when we talk to people, I've said this so many times, one of the reasons we think the program is so strong and people like it so much is because you do it one-on-one. You're in your safe space, and everyone feels that message in their own personal way. And we hear that so much that we know that's true. So it's not just the words, it's the energy. And the fact that it's a journey that we are accompanied on the whole year long. It's not like the message once, ba-boom, you're off. If this is no, ba-boom, I'm with you. Ba-boom, I'm with you. And it's my favorite, one of my absolute favorites.
Well, and a few ways of describing it that we put up on the screen here. First of all, it is open for registration now. Just opened this week, I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah, and we already have a lot of people registering for it. Mm-hmm. It's a year-long program with Adamus. I mean, he is with you for that year. People tell us all the time, they feel him right there. And there are two online sessions per month. Linda and I do these either from the road when we're traveling or from our house, but there's two a month. And you have full access to all the recordings. So you can listen to it whenever you want. You can go back and listen to old ones.
Throughout the whole Keyhawk 7, at any point, you can go back to any of the channels within Keyhawk 7.
And then once a month, Linda and Doug do something called Living in Keyhawk. It's their discussion, their access about to it. And every session is new material. It's not like repeating it. He sometimes brings some of the stuff into the show, but it's new. It's $1,500 if you've never taken Keyhawk before, $1,000 for the year if you've taken Keyhawk, any Keyhawk in the past. And it's a great time to register. We're going to be kicking this off in early July. We're going to have, it's kind of the introductory session where we go through a lot of logistics. But then we get into it by the middle of July with the first sessions with Adamus. He's been on a roll lately with some of the key
stuff. Oh, you
stuff.
Think?
Yeah. It was intense. I mean, really intense.
Very much so.
So Keyhawk 7, it's one of the great examples of Shambhu bringing their energy together, Adamus working directly with everyone, and really going to some new levels.
Some of the places and spaces he takes us are so intense that I have a setup so that if when Jeff and I are doing it at home, that I sit on the sofa and I have a little cushion and a wrap just in case, so I can just go.
Okay, about 10 minutes into the channel, it is out cold. Well, some of it's very deep. He does. I don't want to call it my Rob's, but he does very. He'll talk a little bit, explain it, and then go into kind of a deep inner transformation.
You just want to go out there with
him. Yeah. So we love Keyhawk. We're looking forward to Keyhawk 7.
And it's very practical also.
Yeah.
Very practical.
And by the way, if you're in Keyhawk 6, we're going to be doing the kind of the finale. We're going to have it live here in the studio. I forget the date of it. I should have written that down. Does anybody remember last Saturday of June? The 24th of June, thank you. We're going to be doing it from the studio here. It'll be a webcast, but also a party if you're here in person. We're going to cater in, have a good party for that.
Okay.
So Keyhawk, one of our favorite things to do. So with that, before we go on to break, we want to welcome and we want to thank everybody who makes this all possible, the Crimson Circle Angels, Advanced Studies Teacher,
the web host,
the translators, and Shambhu everywhere. It's always amazing and humbling for Linda and I, as we travel around, as we meet so many of you, the beauty and what we've all created.
It's a worldly community.
It's truly amazing.
Thank you to all of you.
The journey's not always easy. As a matter of fact, it can be pretty rough sometimes in what we're all doing, but being able to work with all of you is such an honor for us. So we thank you, and with that, it's time for some coffee. Get that machine going, Sandra, because I can feel them lining up. Amir is going to help make the espressos. He was in here the other day just brewing away.
Sandra said he needed some more training.
Oh. So with that, we'll see you in about 35 minutes right back here with Adamus.
Thank you.
Saint Germain.
Thanks for being here.